7. We're still making our way through the Sermon on the Mount, finishing up a portion that we were looking at a month ago, particularly verses 1 through 5 we've already considered, but we're looking at the last verse in this portion, which is Matthew 7, 6 this morning is our text. But I'll be reading beginning at verse 1. This is the holy, inerrant word of God. Give it your full attention. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Thus far, God's holy word. You may be seated. Looks like we're about maybe a couple of months away from finishing this series, making our way through the Sermon on the Mount, which will go through the end of chapter 7. Let's pray now as we consider this text. Lord God, your word is such a wonderful source, Lord God, such a wonderful means of your grace, which is so abundantly poured out upon us. We thank you for that grace that we know through Christ our Lord. We thank you for that sustaining grace that we receive primarily through your holy word. And we ask even now this morning that your Spirit would take this word in spite of the preacher, in spite of his sins and inabilities, and take this word, Lord God, and do a mighty work in the hearts of your people. We thank you, Lord, that that is why you have given us this word, that your Spirit might use it to cause us all to grow up into the fullness of Christ, our elder brother, that we would learn to love and serve you even as he loves and serves you. We thank you now and we ask for your blessing upon the preaching of your word, that you would be pleased with it, that you would use it to magnify